Stones on Malloy and Start Me Up. Mick Malloy here, and one of our favourites, well, he's not just one of our favourites, he's our favourite doctor, but he's our favourite guest on Malloy always, is Dr. Chris Brown, who joins us right now.
Hello, Chris, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for finally, well, you had some technical difficulties, but you hung in there. At least no one got bitten by a snake. Look, which is always helpful in your segments.
It's still too soon, Mickey. We've barely stemmed the flow of blood from Abby Chatfield and Tony Perrin's faces.
Wow. So. Congratulations on what I believe to be his biggest season as you've ever had.
Well done.
I can't see that going anywhere. I think that next year there's going to be a raft of celebrities getting bitten on the nuts by a carpet python. Where Abby Chatfield is getting mauled by a snake? And have a listen to the concerned tone from the bloke who made it happen, Dr. Chris Brown.
It's biting me.
Rex's going to help you out, Abby. It's okay, Abby. Just keep calm. It's okay. There's no venom.
Okay.
This is the hardest thing you're going to go through.
I know.
I know, but it's
scary. And I organised it. And I organised it, set it up, and I'm dining out on it. You're like a first responder.
Look, when she said she was getting bitten, I thought, okay, it's just giving her a peck. She's being a little dramatic. Yeah. And then she pulled a hand out, and it was actually trying to digest her arm. I actually, at that point, thought, you know what? You're actually going through something quite significant here. I really did feel for her.
I did too. You can hear from her tone. Yeah, she's not enjoying herself.
No.
However, she's had a good run, and she won the whole... She took the chockies, didn't she?
So she did.
That's what happens. That's the price you pay. You want to get bitten by wildlife, you can be in the hunt.
Hey, don't encourage it. But look, it did happen. It was a lot of different factors involved, but it was a hot evening.
I want to see Grant Denyer swallowed whole by a boa constrictor. That would have been a big finish.
We have a year to plan that, Mickey. You know, the snake needs to grow a little bit, and Grant will just naturally shrink a little bit. We can lube him up and just see how it all goes.
What's the biggest thing that's ever been inside a boa constrictor? Because I see all these pictures of like a goat inside, and I go, that's not real. That can't be real. What's the biggest thing like one of those big pythons can digest?
Reticulated pythons from Southeast Asia will take down, and they have, unfortunately, swallowed small children. They will. So they're the real deal. And but you know, there's one that I've treated that they feed it for a snack. It's another reticulated python.
Yes.
They do feed it a goat. I mean, the horns alone would be a challenge to get around. But
if I had a goat, I reckon that'd be loosen the belt time. that's gonna beat your Christmas lunch kind of. Oh, I'm a bit tired. I might have to go and have a lie down.
They're a little tangy, though. Like, goats are not pleasant. Are not pleasant animals. I mean, the males themselves during breeding season have a way. Like they urinate all over themselves just to sort of spread their scent. Yeah. They'll urinate it in their water, in their mouth. They're like an NRL player on Mad Monday. They're not appealing. In that respect, they're not appealing animals. Lovely as pets, but
we had this discussion about the goat the other day. It's just they're just dicks.
They're dicks, aren't they?
Their behaviour is
dicks of the animal.
We were talking comedy animals too, and I threw in nature's comedy animals, and these are I came up with the Shetland pony. It's hilarious. It's a laugh. The duck and the goose. Unless it's chasing you and it's angry, then that turns a bit. What else did we have there, Dave?
A platypus is a good comedy animal as well.
It's kind of a bit of a bitzer.
Yeah, all over the place.
What would you add to that? Strange.
For me, the wombat's always been a comedic animal. And they've faced some challenges, but I think it's nice to see that the wombat and its rather rotund physique is getting the credit it deserves as an animal of note. And you would have noticed, I don't know if you saw the trophy Ash Barty was presented with yesterday, winning the Yarra Valley Classic, I think it was.
The Yarra Valley Classic. And she got a wombat on a breadboard. What did you make of that?
To me, my initial impression was it looked a lot like a roasted wombat on a platter. I did wonder whether there was a hidden meaning, to all those those players and you know, namely Bernard Tomic's girlfriend who have been complaining about the food in isolation.
Yeah, yes.
That's almost a demonstration of how bad it could have got. Roast wombat on a plate. So just be grateful for your, you know, your 3 day old blueberries and your your Greek yogurt you were complaining about. I think it that's Australia. That's the image we should be presenting to our visitors.
We're running out short of time here, and that's because we're late. I just want to quickly ask you about Dave exhuming his pet cat.
We're putting in a swimming pool, Chris, and Puss is in the backyard, so we've got to dig her up now.
That's a lovely thing to do.
Thank you.
Do
you hear what he did to his well-wishing kitty?
Stop.
Well, you did. Little
scurrilous.
Nathaniel got the arse because he had to tighten the belt.
13 years ago, mate. You're going to have to move on from this.
Chris, story. I know you've got a story on that, but we can't get to it today. I'm going to get you back soon. Thank you, as always, for dropping by. Congratulations on that series, which was seriously good. Is there anything we need to look out for at the moment? Where are you going to be bobbing up next?
Back in the vet clinic, in the Bondi vet clinic, Mickey, just for you. And living room back.
The living room. I love. Are you persevering with the little fella?
I am.
Miguel.
He's back. Good on you, Chris.
Well done, Chris.
Thanks, guys.
You're the best. This is Malloy. Triple M.